I need lights up here, but I need also the words to that song, the very beginning of that song. Pull them up if you can. Right now, anything can happen. Right now, anything can change. It is time to cast all your cares upon Him. Right here, right now, no fear. God is doing, I'm telling you, there's a reset going on in our hearts. Amen. The title of the message today is, You Are Invited. Jackie had no idea where I was going. Neil had no idea where I was going. But everybody, the songs and everything she said is where I'm going. In Isaiah 43:19, everybody knows this scripture, and it's funny how it's one of those scriptures that we use in January, but that wasn't the reason I used it this January. Behold, I will do a new thing. Now shall it spring forth? Shall you not know it? The not knowing is the part that hit me. We have had such a year, some worse than others. Some have lost loved ones. That's a part of life. But there's something stirring in the spirit realm that if you're sensitive at all, you're picking up on it. And that we just read, a lot of things are going to happen. And like Jackie said, can I say next year is going to be better? You are invited to be better. And it's going to be a supernatural thing if you get on board with it. Because God is, well, you know, in Lamentations 3:23, His faithfulness is new every morning. So in reality, I've got a microphone up here. In reality, every morning that you wake up should be new. You know, I take melatonin at night so I sleep a little bit better, and which causes me to dream a whole lot. And lots of times I have to shake my head and go, okay, I know, God, You're new every morning and all this nonsense. But He's new every morning. And that's exciting to know, and especially knowing. And I'm telling you, in the realm of the Spirit, He is going to draw you closer to Him than ever before. And not just here. Around the world, God is doing something new. And I feel in my heart that He's giving us another 4 years. And I feel in my heart that in those 4 years, the church is going to absolutely explode, yes, because the Spirit of God is going to move like never before. Yes. Signs and manifestations are going to move like never before. But you have to be on board. Casual Christianity, I am telling you, we've got either you're dark or you're light. There's no the scripture backs it up. He said, you're lukewarm. I don't have time to mess with you. And not that God don't want you. He's inviting you. And it's not going to be something, well, I've got to do this and I've got to do that. No, you just have to be willing. Listen to me. You just have to be willing to move when He comes upon your heart. To do and to say and to get in the Word and to get where you can get the Word and get to where you can be around Christian people, you'll be so appalled at the world that you will be drawn into the things of God, to the place that God, He's just doing a new thing. It's going to be a place of wisdom. It's going to be a place of discernment. It's going to be a place that you've never in your life, and nobody's encountered what's coming, I'm telling you. I know that I know, and then as I've listened to different prophecies that have come up, it's just like, yes. By the way, my pastor has got a prophecies of 21 coming up. I so agree with this paper that he's got. Last year, I didn't agree because there was so much doom and gloom, but he was right. There was so much doom and gloom. But this one's encouraging because there's light at the end of this tunnel. And all we have to do is start paying attention to what God's doing in our hearts and start being obedient to the things he's saying. And I'm telling you, it's going to change. See, it's going to be a place of really, back to all the songs and the stuff that was said, it's a place of we're going to know the truth. And we're going to have the truth of understanding how real, you know, we love the word. And you know, it's true. But how many of us is it really true, 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 true? Because see, if you really believed everything that's in this word, then that authority that you've got would be totally different in what you speak and what you say. Now, don't get down on me because you don't read your word enough, you don't study enough, neither do I. Come on. But fact is, I know I'm saved. You could not convince me of that. But do I have that same knowing of everything that's in this word? Well, I can't make that happen, but I know in this that's coming, this reset that's taking place right now, I know that he's going to drop these things into my heart like never before, and my place is going to be just to go, yes. It's not by works, but yet there is a discipline that Jackie talked about. There is that being intentional. There is that being having a purpose. There is that knowing that if I'm going to be where I'm at the most peace and I'm more content than I've ever been before, then I've got to be right where everything he says in this New Testament is a fact. Every promise is a fact. You say, well, what if it's not happening? It won't happen until it's a fact. Because see, we have been intimidated by the enemy. Everybody here, the world, has been intimidated by fear. And we've allowed fear to run our life more than faith. You say, well, Pastor, we had a terrible thing that was going on. We had the flu last year. We had heart attacks last year. We had cancer last year. We had diabetes last year. I could go on the list of things that have been taking lives. We've had all this stuff for years, but we've allowed the fear of the media, the fear of just the world order trying to pull us into a place of hunkering down, like I've got to just, and all that is doing is pulling us away from walking in faith. It's the truth. I'm just as guilty as anybody else. It's a fact. But we've got to come to the place of recognizing. Hebrews 4:12 says, "For the word of God is living and active. It exposes our innermost thoughts and desires." So where do I need to go then to allow this to take place in my life? I need to go right here in this word. I need to recognize that God is trying to place this in me so that I believe everything it says. By the stripes of Jesus, I'm healed. Greater is he that is in me than he that is in the world. It's a fact. It's right here. But see, we've got to recognize the enemy he's increased that fear in everybody's life around the world. It's just, you can just see it, you can feel it. I mean, I hate to go to Walmart now. I hate to go to the grocery store now. Why? Because everybody you run into is in fear. I invite people back to church. Fear. I'm not trying to get on anybody that's not here. We've got to pull back to the place of faith. We've got to come, and we don't want to be stupid about anything. But we've got to understand that God has got this, and I don't care what happens in my life. I had a horrible day, New Year's Day. I come up here, and I studied and did the best I could do, and then I go home, and it's like, this sucks. And that's just exactly what I said when I walked in the house. But I had to immediately, I knew what was coming. If I stayed there, If I allowed my thoughts, if I allowed that fear, that intimidation to stay on me, I knew exactly how bad things could get. I had to immediately go to the Word. I had to immediately start speaking that out of my mouth. I had to start immediately saying, you know where I'm at. I'm okay. You're taking care of me. It's good. And slowly, it was a bad day, but it could have been a whole lot worse. But I'm telling you, our life is, we're going to be going through things. We're going to have a great 4 years. God's going to have a great 4 years. But we are going to be on, the enemy doesn't like you. So anything he can find to intimidate you and push your button, he's going to find it. So we've got to come to a place of standing on ground, and no matter what takes place, no, that's not going to take me the right direction. I'm going to stop this. I'm not going to think on this. I'm not going there. He's trying to convince us that this don't work. I mean, that's really bottom line. He's a deceiver. If God says in his word that the enemy is a deceiver, then I'm telling you, he's one of the best. And he has deceived all of us. I don't care what your age is, he has deceived you. We are slowly getting deceived. You know, I don't know why this come up, but all this silly video games that we're doing. You say, well, I enjoy that. I know you all do, and I know everybody here that does them for hours. But you are getting so comfortable with annihilating people and annihilating things that it wouldn't bother you down the road. This all started years ago. It's all part of that deception. It's all part of that fear. It's all part of that stuff that comes into the package. We've got to be careful what we're doing. We've got to be careful what we're putting in. We've got to pay attention to what's going on. Living together now is just a normal thing. That's not a normal thing in here. I could just go down the list. Being on drugs is a normal thing. No, not in the Word. It's going to kill you. It's going to destroy you. It's a deceiver. It's like fear. Fear will destroy you if you allow it to be what everybody wants it to be. We've got to be people that stand on the Word and stand on what we believe. Not obnoxious, just start loving people. Start forgiving people. Start trusting God with your circumstances and your situations. Start allowing him to be that inner joy, because he's coming in. I'm telling you. You're all going to sense it. It's what you're invited. It's what you're going to do with it. You know, we've got to be at that place of recognizing he is getting ready and in the midst of resetting everything on this earth. We are in the very end of the end, folks. And he says in the end, there'll be a falling away, but he also says that he's going to take that nucleus and he's going to make them so powerful that the enemy won't know what to do with us. Could you imagine that every time you pray for somebody that they get healed? Could you imagine every time you get ready to say something you shouldn't, you get checked and you say something in a blessing? Could you imagine if the only thing you spoke out of your mouth was a blessing to the people around? Could you imagine what it would be like to walk in the authority that we've really got? Could you imagine? Well, see, we can. And you're invited to that. And that's coming. But I'm just throwing a warning out. Don't get on the wrong ship. God loves you and God wants to use you, and you are just as important as anybody there around, because God's got a special gift for you. We missed Matt the last couple of services. He's been home sick, but we walked in this morning just like, it's not a big deal to have water here, but it's part of what gets done. It's not a big deal to turn on the lights and everything, but it's part of what gets done. It's not a big deal to open the doors, but it's part of what gets done. It's not a big deal to come in and turn on all the stuff, but he was missed. You're missed. No matter what you miss church for or the assembling of the people, you're missed. You're missed even being Baptist on the back row. But see, the enemy wants you to think that none of this works and what difference does it make? And then the Lord brought us in this period of grace where God loves you no matter what. Well, then it got carried too far and I can just stay home and God loves me and everything's cool. That's not what the word says. It's by grace that we're saved. It's by grace that everything goes on. But we don't want to abuse. It even says that in the word. Don't abuse the grace that I've given you. But see, he has called you. He has blessed you. That fear and that intimidation is being broken. If you're willing to allow it to be broken. It's just an illusion. That's all it is. See, we're born again Christians. We believe in what Jesus did for us. We believe he died. We believe he rose from the dead. We believe that we're at the right hand with him in heaven. We believe all that. That's all by faith. I believe I'm going to heaven. That's by faith. But I've got to get to the place in my life and recognize this fear he's trying to put on me and everybody else. It's just an illusion. It's not real. The only thing real in our life is the spirit realm. He tells us this body is going to die. It is decaying because it's defiled. It's going to leave. But I have a spirit inside of me that is eternal. I have something inside of me that wants to plant it in everybody else that's eternal. And he wants us to know that we have the authority. He wants to know that when the word when we speak the word, it works. We've got to know Romans 8:28. All things work together for the good of those who love God and for his purpose. You got to know that. That I don't care what happens in my life. I don't care what mistakes I make. That's where grace is at. When I make mistakes, I don't purpose to make them. But when I make them, God will always listen. If you don't believe what I'm saying, then God is a liar. Because we just had a wonderful, exciting year. He's going to turn that for good. Either that or he's a liar. And he's not a liar. So no matter how bad you think it's been and how much fear you got into and I got into, that's gone. We are on a reset. That's gone. It's broken. And it's time for us to just start receiving what God's done and believing what God's done and walking in what... I quoted it earlier, John 4:4. Greater is he that is in me than he that's in the world. See, the world is being run by the demonic spirits. And you are passing through. You're not really a part of it. And we've lived so much in all this that's going on that he's slowly... I mean, it doesn't matter. I mean, all you got to do is watch commercials. And see that we've allowed things to get too far. And we're getting so desensitized that nothing even, nudity doesn't even bother you anymore. It's just nudity. You know, you've been deceived. I want to walk in faith. I want to trust God. I want to recognize that when I quote a scripture, you know, it's Zechariah 4:6 says, it's not by might nor by power, but by the Spirit, says the Lord. See, we are invited to walk in this realm of the Spirit. We are invited to walk in this realm of power and anointing. We are invited to do things that we've heard about and read about, but we've really not trusted by faith to step into them. You know, Matthew or Mark, Mark 16:6. Let me go there. I want to read that. Most of you know this scripture. Mark 16:17-18, it says, and these signs will follow those who believe. In my name they will cast out demons. When's the last time you cast a demon out? You know, when this church first started, it was a regular basis. I can remember out at the old tavern, the old church. I can remember laying hands on people and casting things out of them, and it was just, well, what happened to that? We've got deceived. Well, it didn't happen every time, so maybe it don't work. And you know, the millennials, they don't like that kind of stuff. So we don't do that. We don't pray like that anymore. And we don't do that kind of stuff anymore because we want to draw them in. You're not going to draw them by anything but the power of God. And if the Spirit of God is really moving, nobody could stay away. Well, that's what's happening. Hold on. I'm telling you, hold on, because that is what's taking place. God is going to move supernaturally. Go on in this scripture, and it says, they will take up serpents, and they will drink anything deadly. It will by no means hurt them. They will lay hands on the sick, and they will. It doesn't say they might. It says they will. They will recover. See, that authority that we've got, we haven't been using it. That authority that we've got, we've allowed it just to go. But see, we've got to be at that place of faith. We've got to be at that place of understanding that God has got us, and God wants to carry you to that next level. And God wants to bring you to glory so that you can bring somebody else to glory and not pull them down. We've got to stop walking in the deception of the enemy and start walking in the light of that day. Because he's inviting you. You say, well, how do you know that? Well, in Isaiah 55:11, but let me back up. In 55:9, he says, my thoughts are higher than your thoughts, and my ways are higher than your ways. And then he goes down in 55:11, he says, it is the same with my word. This is New Living Translation. I send it out, and it always produces fruit. It will accomplish all I want it to, and it will prosper everywhere I send it. You want to stand on a scripture? Stand on that one right there. Every situation, every circumstance that you walk into in life, coming up, know that God is there with you. Now, if you don't know Jesus, if you've never accepted him as Lord and Savior, everything I've said is not yours. You know, if you're listening by internet, or maybe you're here and you never asked Jesus into your heart, all you have to do is say, I believe, and then he sets that spirit inside of you, and then all of this that I've talked about is yours. And it's now. This is not something coming. I believe with all my heart, this is something that we are in it right now. And all we have to do is, like Jackie said, is we've got a purpose, and we've just got to be intentional to receive what he's got, and then to step out in obedience and do what he asks us to do. That's all we have to do. That's where grace is at. Well, Lord, I can't do it. Great. You finally got there. I mean, that's really where it's at. I never intended on you to do anything. I did it all. I just want you to receive it and then just start being obedient in what I put through you, and watch how life changes. The only way this church is going to go out victorious is by us doing what God's asking us to do. Because he give us the job. He's already did it. I want to use that Baptist bunch back there. I'm just funning with you guys, so don't take it personal, please. Just move up a row next time. No. God's doing. Guys, come on up. God's doing, and I want to be a part of what God's doing. And I want everybody that's watching by internet to be a part of what God's doing. And I'm serious. Wear your pajamas. I've been accused of wearing pajamas here anyways. Come back and get involved. Come back. I'm talking to you right here. Come back and get involved. Lock in. You know, we're wanting to get Wednesday nights going, and we've had people, start Wednesday night. We can't. We don't have enough people to do what we do with all the youth. So when everybody starts recognizing we are in closing days, I need to do my part, then watch what God's going to do, because he is going to do it. You can either be a part of it, because he's going to bring in those that's going to do it. It's a guarantee. God's got our number, and he loves us. And Father, I thank you. I thank you, Father, that you're doing a new thing every morning of our life. Father, we're in a season now where we can just sit and watch all the craziness that's going on, but where sin abounds, grace much more abounds. It's settled. Your word says that, so I believe it. And we thank you for that, Father. And we give you all the praise in Jesus' name.
Amen. I think it's awesome what Jackie shared this morning about the love letter. He gives us reminders all over the place of why we don't need to be afraid. When we know who God is, we don't need to be afraid. We need his word to remind us. In the song, it says, hear the oceans roar, see the skies light up. And it talks about the glory of God. In Psalm 19, it says, the heavens proclaim the glory of God. And I looked into the word proclaim. I kind of sort of knew what it meant. But it says, it declares something publicly, announces, declares officially, testifies. So that's insistently, proudly, defiantly, in an open way. And it's absolute truth. And the skies declare the glory of God. They don't use any words. And he's given us words to speak. He's given us songs to sing to declare his glory. I think that's awesome. And it says, and yet their voice, and I like this part, in some translations it said, it's an unspoken truth in quiet evidence, and their words reach to the end of the earth. So let's join today with all the earth, with all creation. Everything that God created cries out of his glory, of his praise. We're so excited that we have the freedom to lift up his name and glorify him. Thank you. the skies, light up every heart. Now sing to the Lord. Hear the rocks cry out, see the mountains bow every heart. Come worship the Lord. Hear the oceans roar, see the skies light up every heart. Now sing to the Lord. Hear the rocks cry.
Trust in you with every situation, every circumstance, knowing that you're going to take everything for good because you love us, and you're going to end this with us being on top. And we thank you for it, Father. We give you all the praise in Jesus' name. Amen. Call you blessed. You are dismissed. If you need prayer for anything at all, we'll be up front.